Before we get to the phones, I want to get to one more text here. The team to watch out for is the Atlanta Falcons, because in that game against the Eagles, the reason they won is because of an elite drive by the most underrated player in the history of the NFL, Kirk Cousins. To which point I would say, where was that last week against New Orleans? Yeah. Nowhere.
He went. That was one of the few games where he was a prime. It was a prime time game, and he came through. But it was helped with the fact that Barkley dropped the pass, that they even ran that stupid ass play to begin with.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, that's probably from Superfan out on the west side of the state.
Oh, that definitely is.
Oh, the Falcon fan?
No,
he's not a Falcon fan. He's a Kirk Cousins fan.
Oh.
I think he's been embargoed on the phone lines. That's why he's texting in.
He's still getting it in. We read it. We did. He wins.
No, Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback, super fan. He is. But he's not great.
A good quarterback. He's not great. He's good. Yeah. And he has his moments. Yeah. You like that? Yeah, that was nice. What else have you done? Unfortunately. And I love Kirk Cousins. I'm a Spartan.
I know you
don't
are.
Make me do this.
Don't make me do this. Kirk.
No, I don't want to do that. I could just look back and say, well, what a hell of a college quarterback he was, because he was a hell of a college quarterback, and he's been a pretty good NFL quarterback.
He has
exactly.
Yeah. And he's been very savvy.
Damn right.
With how much money he's made. Oh my God, did he just take advantage of, oh, you want to franchise me?
He made Daniel Snyder his bitch. It was great.
I'll take a franchise tag. Yeah. Oh, you want to do it again? Sure. I'll take it again.
Yeah.
I'll get a long-term contract? Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go and sign a free agent contract with Atlanta? Oh, okay. You guys still going to give me that kind of money? He's got 50 million or something? Crazy.
Absolutely great. It's a good time to be a quarterback.
Good time. Mm-hmm. It's good to be Kirk Cousins. And that fire pit? Sorry, that's for Doug. Doug would say the fire pit. Doug loves it.
Unbelievable fire pit.
248-539-9797. Kyle is next up here at 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Kyle.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's my first time calling in. But
appreciate it.
I just wanted to say, the team to look out for this year, really, in my mind, is the Buccaneers. They got a real weak schedule coming up, and I think they can really turn it around. The way Baker Mayfield, he's been playing lights out. As long as they can get the team to rally around him, I think they got a good shot at upsetting the Eagles and the Commanders.
Do you think they'll even get in? They can always win the division. For them to get in, they got to get past Atlanta. And will they do that? That's the question.
I definitely think they can do it. But just as long as that team can come together. I mean, last year they weren't doing hot as well. I'm pretty sure they ended up pulling through in the latter half of the season, and they ended up making it happen. But
well, they've lost four in a row. Baker Mayfield's put up some impressive numbers statistically for the season with 24 touchdowns and 9 picks, and he's got a lot of yards passing so far. But the 0-4 record in the last four games kind of sticks out. Now, to your point, I guess that maybe the schedule lines up here. Losing to Baltimore, Kansas City, and San Francisco last week, not a whole lot of shame in that.
Right.
Losing to the aforementioned Atlanta Falcons, I mean, it's a divisional game. Really don't want to lose those divisional games.
They did beat arguably the best team in the National Football League.
This is true. This is those are facts. They beat the Lions, so it's hard to ignore that. And thanks for the call, Kyle. I appreciate it. And looking ahead, what they have, they're on a bye week this week. Then they're at the Giants, at Carolina, home against Vegas. So they can get healthy in a hurry with three games there. Then they're at the Chargers, at Dallas. And they finish home against Carolina and home against New Orleans.
Wow. I only see maybe one loss there, and that's the Charger game.
Which probably means two.
Yeah.
Just because you throw one in there, and maybe it's more than two, maybe it's three. But, a 4-6 record right now with 7 games to go.
So you're talking 5-2, so you're talking 9-8 if they go 6-1.
And is 9-8 good enough to win your division?
What's Atlanta's schedule like? I hate playing the schedule game, but
talking about the landscape of the NFC.
Right.
Atlanta plays at Denver this week, then they have a bye week, then they're at the Chargers, home against the Chargers, at Minnesota, at Vegas, home against the Giants, at Washington, home against Carolina. It's a little tougher.
So you maybe definitely give them 3 wins.
So that's a 9-8.
That's 9.
That's 9 wins.
And if they get one more.
Yep. And you never know.
Right.
Well, to the caller's point, though, if the Bucs get in, okay, that means 1 they have to get hot a little bit. The Falcons probably have to collapse a little bit. But with Baker and that never say die attitude, they start getting a little healthy again. Apparently, Chris Godwin still wants to come back this year. They could be one of those dangerous hot teams that heads into playoffs. Now, you know, I'm not taking them to beat the Lions or anything like that, but you always worry about those type of teams that go into the playoffs playing really good football, getting healthy.
And then maybe it'll be the same thing it was last year. They'll take on Philly in the first round, upset them, although if you watched Philly play last year, it really wasn't that much of an upset because they'll be home. If they win the division, they'll be home, and then they'll come into Ford Field again.
Tampa is scrappy.
Yeah, that wasn't an easy playoff victory last year.
I know. They are a scrappy, scrappy team, and unfortunately for them, with the wide receivers going down, it really hurts their chances to win games, although the schedule is in their favor here. They're still a team that lacks at that position, and there's only so much that Baker's going to be able to do if he doesn't have receivers to throw to. I mean, he had gotten off to a great start, and now completely handicapped there, and this is a big reason why they've lost the last four. Now, their competition is also a big reason why they've lost
Correct.
The last four.
Look, they have two more losses than Washington, obviously Atlanta, San Francisco, and Arizona. And they only have three more losses than Green Bay. So who knows?
More text coming in. I do feel like the Eagles are the team in the NFC to watch. I would put them behind the Lions still.
Yeah.
The last 4 weeks has consisted of wins over teams with a combined 19-6 record, taking out losses versus the Lions on the road. Eagles are just starting their gauntlet. The Eagles are good, no doubt, but the Lions are great. Jake and Indy. Are the Lions great? I hesitate to say that. And the only reason I hesitate to say that is because the defensive line has yet to show that they can be average at this point in terms of pass rush. In terms of stopping the run, they're great at stopping the run. I'll grant that.
We'll find out.
We're going to see what kind of difference Za'Darius Smith makes Sunday here at Ford Field against the Jags, because he's healthy, he's going to play, he's rested, here we go. And now they've got other guys that are, Josh Pascal is back on this team as well. He's back on the rotation. It's not the same as it was with Hutchinson. Right. And it's not like they were getting a ton of pressure on the quarterback aside from Hutchinson when he was there. So that's where I hesitate. However, because the offense is as good as it is, and because the special teams has been as good as they are, that can help to overcompensate the shortcomings of the defense, which if you got those two-thirds of the way going, then maybe they are great. The record will probably reflect it at the end of the season. We'll see where they're at. Are they going to be a 12-5 team like last year, or are they going to be even better?
I think the Lions are going to end up being better than that. I mean, before the season, not that it makes a difference, I thought they'd be 11-6, and people thought I was like the devil. And it turns out that the people were right, I was wrong.
But that schedule in the last five is not easy.
No, I mean, Buffalo
and you've got teams that are going to be fighting for playoff positioning and all that, so that it's going to have a playoff feel. Now, the other side of that is that you'll feel like you're battle-tested going into the postseason, but we all hope that the Lions get that number one seed in the first round bye.
Right. You would assume, in quotes, that they win their next three games and are 11-1 before they hit that gauntlet.
San Francisco could be earning the NFC West soon and will definitely challenge the Lions, but in the Good Morning Football Show, Pete Schrager had picked the Packers to come out of the NFC. Interesting. Schrags did that,
Yeah.
I would disagree. I probably talked about the Packers more than anybody else here in the station. I like the Packers. I think they're a very talented team, but I don't think they're the Lions.
No, me neither. Now, who knows if when they come in here at Ford Field on that Thursday night
after
prime game, whether they'll. I think, Dan Campbell, he knows all that stuff. They'll show videos of Thanksgiving from last year. Just not to be...
Yeah, first play of the game.
Yeah.
That's what you got to show.
Exactly.
43 yards or whatever it was
to Watson.
Yeah. On a bomb to start things off. Not the ideal way to start things off.